It is Thursday afternoon when KRVS presents From the Poet's Bookshelf with Louisiana poet Darryl Bork, reading works by writers from or inspired by Louisiana.
Ava Lavoe Hayman is our current Louisiana Poet Laureate, and these two poems are from a relatively new book published by Louisiana State University Press entitled Eldest Daughter. The first poem by Ava Lavoe Hayman, The Holy Ghost Tries Out for Little League. The outfield, a position made for him. When Lefty Gomez credited his success to a fast outfield, the Holy Ghost thought he'd heard vast, and he imagined that field could match his spaciousness, his inability to touch base, to stay within lines. The high pop fly rising toward him kindled his old longing for the laws of motion that pulled toward an object he could never know. It floated out, patient as planets, amber and gold in the late afternoon sun, the crack of ash coming slower than the ball. He saw two Earths, wrapping their separate flights in sweeping lines of gravity, and then the little leather baseball plummeted right through him, grape shot through flame, and thumped in the way of all real things against the grass near the fence. The second poem by Ava Lavoe Hayman, the current Louisiana Poet Laureate, is The Holy Ghost Moves to Kilgore. After 5 years in the red dirt hills of East Mississippi, the Holy Ghost moved to Texas. East Texas, pine trees, oil derricks, and roses. He picked up that awful accent, hard in the R's and clenched in the jaw. He was always good with languages. But he couldn't quite materialize the skin, gritty skin that ages early, crinkles in tiny rectangles above the starched collar line. It's Irish, maybe Scot, suited to damp mists and overcast winters, too prone to fever blisters for the sun belt. There was brown skin around to inhabit, he knew, but given his theological base, the Holy Ghost took to the folks in charge. He got obsessed with that white skin, the broken cuticles, the freckles, and once he saw a burn healing in stiff scales across the back of a middle-aged man, veiny hand, and got downright sorry for himself. He felt cheated, where once he'd been so proud, immaterial, invisible, indwelling. What good was that now? He mused sourly when he'd got less purchase here than black spot, than fire ants hilling on the hot medians. The dry breeze off the rose fields reminded him of attar that once invoked his presence, vials of great price broken for him, but no body to break for anyone, not even disembodied. Never anybody at all.
Join KRVS each Thursday afternoon for From the Poet's Bookshelf with Louisiana poet Darryl Bork.